eons. Today, we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。好，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning.
Hey, 上次我们讲，讲第二段，就是临严明皎洁，那支派暗流注，直视严世迷，气理一挥悟。那今天应该我们要讲下面一句，就是闷闷一切尽，回复不回复，回而根相摄，不尔依未住。
Last week we talked about the second stanza. The spiritual source is bright and pure, branching out and secretly flowing forth. Attachment to phenomenon has always been confusion, yet union with principle is not enlightenment. So this week we are going to continue on to the third stanza. Every Dharma door includes all realms. Some mutually interact and others do not. Reaction increases mutual involvement. There should be no reliance on abiding in one place.
那这个闷闷一切尽这一等于是这一段，跟上面是有一些，应该不是有一些关系，是有关系的啊。那也就是说，我们这一个，我们这颗心啊，本来是光明，然后没有分别的啊，那跟佛的心完全一样。那当我们一般讲就是说迷惑，然后造业受苦的时候，那就是这颗心由于分别，那就进入了这一个我们叫做迷惑的状态。
So the second stanza is related to the third stanza, and it's basically talking about how we all have the Buddha nature. Our mind and the Buddha's mind is originally the same, but because of confusion, then we enter the state of a confused state.
我们本来不是人，结果现在变成人，对不对？
Originally, we were not human beings, but now we are human.
你们相不相信？你本来不是人，结果你现在变成人了。
Do you believe that? That originally we're not human, and now we are human.
也就是说，我们的心本来就是跟佛的心完全一样，就是临严明皎洁啊。那结果，因为我们执着分别，还有什么妄想，就要变成人。我们会不会觉得我们有执着分别
？So our mind is originally the same as the Buddha. Do you believe that? And that only because of confusion, attachment, that we are now human beings. Do you feel? Do you think you have attachment?
啊，你们执着什么
？What are you attached to?
啊？那讲看啊，没有，那你执着什么
？Think about it. What are you attached to?
执着身体，还有呢？钱。
Body, money.
好，帮你们讲好了啦。
I'll say it for you.
好。
The mind, 心。
就第一层就是。应该是追求吧，执着或是追求。追求我们叫师父把它分类叫做什么名利，还有什么前四位，名利前四位，这是身外的东西嘛。
So the first layer of attachment, 师父 has classified it as the first layer, such as fame, monetary reward,and status and power.
那第二个可能就是执着，就是永远健康，最好不会死啊。
And the second layer of attachment is health and immortality.
对不对？就是这就是执着身体啦。那用佛法的术语是执着身体为我。
So it's an attachment to our own physical body, and in Buddhist term, it's attaching to the body and perceiving it as the self.
那如果不执着身体，可能是执着你的一个我们说理念啊。譬如理想啊，或者说为了什么，像有一些我们什么圣女贞德，是不是为了贞洁而什么而死，对不对？或是为了什么这个挽救国家而死嘛？你可以放弃身体，可是你执着一个什么，就是忠诚什么孝子，或是贞女。
So if we are not attached to the body, then sometimes people are attached to some kind of mission or goal. Take Joan of Arc, for example. She was attached to the notion of virtue or being faithful to the country. That's a kind of attachment to an ideal.
那不管怎么样，大家现在讲的这些执着，说已经算算比较细的啊，那其实还有一个执着啊，可能大家可能都没有想到的啊，就是执着虚空，执着这个世界是真实的。
So those attachment that we talked about, it's already looking at it pretty finely. But there's also a third kind of attachment that we usually don't think of. It's this attachment to the space and to this very world.
也就是说这个可能都没有想过，就是本来是没有虚空，也没有世界，也没有众生，也没有造业，可是这部分这一个虚空世界众生，我们认为本来就有的。
So we probably haven't thought about it this way in before. That really there really isn't such a thing as space or the vast space, the world, sentient beings or karma.
那用那一个。太极那一个就是什么无极，是不是无极生太极，然后太极什么生两仪，那两仪什么就太极生两仪嘛，对吧？两仪生四象嘛，那四象再生八卦，对不对？
So we can use the Tai Chi hexagram as an example. Everything comes from an origin and it branches out to and creates a lot of different phenomena. So it's a little bit like binary, like computers, where it starts out with the notion of one, and then it branches to two phenomena, and from the two, it becomes four elements, so on and so forth.
那这一部分，可能我们都不会想到，就是最初的源头本来什么都不是，可是。因为佛经是讲这么讲的，就是心动了以后，然后产生虚空，然后再产生什么世界，然后再产生众生，然后众生再造业啊。
So all of these were originally not in existence. In the sutra, we talked about how actually the mind moves first, the intention moved.Which creates the space, and then which leads to the world and to all sentient beings, and then all sentient beings create karma.
然后我们的本来的佛性啊，那我们把它叫做性啊，那经过什么 这样的什么一生二二生四的过程，那变成种种现象。那在现在我们就是什么，我们叫花花世界，是不是多彩多姿的世界嘛？那实际上就是所有的现象。那在这些现象当中，你都没有离开你的那个心。
So everything really originally came from the mind, and through this logic, deduction of one branching into two branching into three, then a whole myriad of phenomena arises. These days we talk about the world as being vast and wondrous, and that all came from this original mind.
应该怎么讲，怎么就是参龙气整个讲就讲这个道理，你的佛性跟你现在的所感知到的种种的现象，那他就是讲这样的关系，性跟相的关系。
This relationship is precisely what the verse Inquiry into Matching Have is trying to describe. It talks about the Buddha nature and how it has the ability to reflect all the phenomena, and talking about this dynamic relationship between the two.
那我们会觉得好像佛性好像离我们很遥远哦，像我们讲说成佛哦，哎，不敢想哦，好像佛离我们很遥远了，可是如果你了解的话，其实佛我们叫什么，佛在现在，是吧？佛在现在，活在现在，有没有听过？
So we often think of Buddha nature and attaining Buddhahood as something really, really far into the distance, and often it's beyond imagination. Where in factBuddha nature is in this very moment. There's a phrase, a saying in Chinese that living in the present moment, and the Buddha is in the very present moment as well.
如果你懂这个道理的话，你就是你每个当下都有机会，如果说我们讲说都有机会见到佛性，等于是你发觉你是跟佛完全无一无二。
So, if you really understand this principle, you'll know that actually in every present, in every moment, there's an opportunity for us to observe and experience the Buddha nature. And in fact, ourself and the Buddha is one and not different.
那佛性是什么？
But what is Buddha nature?
你们有没有佛性？
Do you have Buddha nature?
能不能就告诉我在哪里？
Can you tell me where it is?
对对对，那是观念在哪里？现在在哪里？
佛性很广很广很广。
对，现在在哪里了？对，现在你现在是现在一直什么？一直。等于是背经典给我听，然后我想说现在在哪里。
So someone in the audience says the very moment that you become enlightened, that is Buddha nature. And he continue on, but 法师 says, but can you tell me where is it? Where is it? Do not be misled or continue on to talk about the sutra. Tell me where it is right now, your Buddha nature.
有没有？你们有没有佛性？
He's saying that the very moment that you have a good thought arising, then that's the manifestation of your Buddha nature. Whereas if you have a bad thought comes up, then your Buddha nature is hidden, obscured by the thought.
好，我昨天在那一个台湾会馆讲到说，有一个人被车子撞，被车子撞了，结果 人家量脉搏量什么呼吸、都没有，那就把他送到这个殡仪馆，那这个停尸间呢，那要把他推进去，结果怎么推都推不进去，因为他脚什么脚翘起来啊，结果最后就是用力推，那结果他醒来了啊。
Yesterday during the public talk in Flushing, I talked about a story where a person got into a car accident and people tried to take his pulse, vital signs and couldn't detect any. So they sent this person to the mortuary, and as they were trying to put him into the fridge, the big fridge, somehow it got stuck because the knees were bended up, so they couldn't quite push him in. And so they tried really hard, keep jamming and jamming, and all of a sudden this person woke up.
就问他，你是不是什么？我们叫什么？是还什么回魂吗？还是怎么样？啊？这叫还魂，本来是死的，那叫回魂嘛，对不对？哈、啊。他说他没有死，他从被撞死以后，没有呼吸，还有没有什么，没有脉搏，没有呼吸的时候，其实他清清楚楚的，救护车来救他，把他抬起来，整个过程他都清清楚楚的。他不是回魂，他不是死了以后再魂回过来，是清清楚楚的。
So people ask him, what is it? Did you return from the dead? And this person actually said, no, I wasn't dead at all. Since the very moment I was hit by the car, I was clearly aware of everything. I knew that I didn't have vital signs, and I know the ambulance took me to the hospital and the mortuary. So I was aware of everything.
他那时候，身体不能动，然后没有办法动念头，请问这时候佛性在哪里？
So at that moment his body couldn't move and he couldn't move his thought. So at that moment, where's your Buddha nature? Where is it?
应该在当下。
当下什么？
意识还在。
对，是什么？
他设置都没有反应，意识佛性还显在。
啊，佛性是哪一个？我们已经是会去想说，你曾经学过佛法是怎么讲的，都丢了一堆名词出来。你现在这东西都不要用，你想想看，现在哪一个是佛性呢？
So there were many different answers tossing out from the audience, saying that the Buddha nature is still the present moment. At that time, even though he didn't have awareness, but he had some kind of consciousness, so it was at that moment. And there was someone else yelled out that Buddha nature is emptiness. And Fa Shi is actually saying that, yes, you have read a lot from the sutra, and now trying to answer this question, where's your Buddha nature? All these terminologies keep popping up, but don't use those. Discard all the terminologies. Answer, where is your Buddha nature? Huh?
Existence.
Huh? Rocks and trees and, you know, things that don't think and have no consciousness, have Buddha nature.
That has or doesn't have inanimate, that also has?
因为现在在录音，
所以这位先生他说的是，存在本身就有佛性，因为他有听说过，就是很多无有没有生命的东西，比如说树啊、石头啊，这些东西也有佛性，所以存在本身就是佛性。
比如说，你就讲说那一个人他推进去，
你拿麦克风，那个要录在录音。你没有声音。
譬如说，那个人要推进去， 但是他眼睛他身体是甚至不会反应，但是他眼睛还是眨一下，说一个动力，就是说他的智慧的显现，就是他佛性那种透过智慧的表现出来，那种也是就是这种佛性。
那现在你有没有佛性？
现在当然是佛性，当然你讲我一种反应的回答，一种感觉会回答出来，可能是一种佛性。
So he's saying that the very moment, you know, when people were trying to jam the body into the fridge, and he was able to blink, that shows that he has awareness, so he has Buddha nature. And Fa Shi asked, so do you have Buddha nature at this present moment? And he answered, well, of course, because I'm answering questions and I have awareness, so I have, this is my Buddha nature.
好、哦、后面有一个人要回答那个。
阿弥陀佛。
嗯。
恩义道断心行处昧。
嗯。
不是语言，不是我们这样在讨论中那个地方。没有活性处的地方就是活性。
你现在是被这个
被
对，你现在你是被主持，
这是真的状况，实际状况。
那现在谁在讲话？
现在就是就回来以后的旧习性在讲话。
不是不是活性在讲话，
那个地方本身是活性处，那个地方是不生不灭的地方，那里在阐述一个平等慈悲，是那个地方出来以后，借着这个果报体在传达这个信息，传达那个法性身的本那个信息而已。
啊，谢谢。
对，阿弥陀佛。
So he's saying that Buddha nature arises from a place beyond speech. So that's the precise place where Buddha nature presides. There's no arising and no cessation. And Fa Shi asks, so who is talking right now? Where's your Buddha nature right now? He says, right now, whatever is talking is from my past karma, karmic pattern that is uttering this speech. So Buddha nature is a place that's beyond words.
讲讲大家有没有懂一点啊？大家有没有比较懂一点？
Now, are you a little bit more clear about what is Buddha nature?
这样讲的话，我们会不会觉得这个佛性很遥远？
The way we're talking about it, doesn't make you feel that Buddha nature is further and further away?
我们不是讲说什么报朝朝报佛眠是不是？不是朝朝报佛起，夜夜什么报佛眠？就是他是在你当下的啊，刚才不是讲活在当下吗？
So there is actually a saying that every morning, every waking moment or any sleeping moment, you carry the Buddha with you. It's actually referring to it should be looked at for every present moment. It's really not something really far away.
讲话的时候有没有活性？
When we're talking, is there Buddha nature?
好，那死掉的时候有没有佛？不是，不讲话的时候有没有佛性
？And when you're not talking, is there Buddha nature?
啊，那死了有没有佛性
？When you die, is there Buddha nature?
啊？身体没有佛性。
Someone says the body doesn't have Buddha nature, but the consciousness has Buddha nature.
人死了以后，这个活性有没有死
？When we die, does the Buddha nature die too?
啊，你生的时候活性有没有生
？When you were born, was the Buddha nature born then?
啊，你悲伤的时候活性悲不悲伤
？When you're sad, is your Buddha nature sad too?
那你晓不晓得你悲伤
？Are you aware that you're sad?
啊，你知道让你知道你悲伤，那谁知道悲伤？是不是佛性知道悲伤
？Then who is it that is aware of your sadness? Is it your Buddha nature?
好，这边不是话头，好的。对啊， 要变成华罗禅了，哪一支相反呢？
We're not trying to investigate 华头 right now.
Do you know the answers? Are you asking us?
华罗菩萨说：“你到底知不知道答案呢、啊？还是你只是在问我们而已？”
你早就回答了。
You have answered your own question already.
管是一切的，管一切行，一切什么行动当中，管行动作物，一切都是佛性的表现。
对，
因为佛性的那种显现，才透过智慧，这样跟发挥说一切的作用，都是就要这么佛性那种，就是佛性显现。
So in every moment, no matter what you do, this gentleman says, it's a manifestation of your own Buddha nature.
好，那我再讲，我也就是背一段经文给你们听好了。
Well, since you like to refer to sutras, let me recite you a segment as well.
就是这个佛性啊、跑到眼睛叫做看，跑到耳朵叫做听。跑到鼻子叫做闻，跑到什么舌头叫做尝或是讲话，跑到我们的身体啊，跑到手叫做拿茶杯啊，跑到腿的时候叫什么站起来或是走路啊，然后跑到投胎的时候叫做什么叫做灵魂。
So Buddha natureWhen it manifested in your eyes, then it becomes the notion of seeing. And when it's at your nose, then it's a notion of smelling. When it's at your ear, then you're hearing, your body, you're feeling. When the Buddha nature is at your legs, then you can stand up. And when it comes to a time of getting rebirth, then it's called your spirit, the soul.
那佛性另一个名字叫法身，有没有听过？
Buddha nature also has another name. It's called the Dharma body. Have you ever heard of this before?
我们说法身遍一切处啊。
So there's a saying that the Dharma body is pervasive to all places in the world.
那禅宗用的名字叫做心啊。
And in Chan Buddhism, they refer to this same Buddha nature as the mind.
那我们讲说明心见性啊，性有时候我们叫做佛性，有时候叫做似乎就用空性啊。那心呢，就是我们这颗心。
So when we talk about seeing our own nature, it's seeing this Buddha nature, and Shifu has also referred to it as the nature of emptiness, and this is.The same as the mind that we have.
那我们心有非常多的功能哦。那你们在想的话，就产生什么？是不是有没有相？心想就是有相嘛啊。
So our mind has many many different functions, and when you are engaged in thinking, then.Forms arise, isn't that right?
然后佛性跑到眼睛叫看嘛啊，你们看的时候，被看的有相，对不对？那佛性能看的那个佛性有没有相
？So when the Buddha nature is manifested through your eyes, then it has the function of seeing. When you are seeing that there is an object.A form of being seen. How about the nature that is doing the seeing? Does it have a form also?
有没有像？那这东西有没有？不知道。
Does the nature, Buddha nature, has a form?
我刚才不是讲过吗？跑到眼睛就要看了，这个有没有？
So I just said, when the Buddha nature is manifested through the eyes, then it's called seeing. Is there a form?
那当你看的时候，你会不会觉得佛性跑到眼睛去了？
When you are doing the looking, do you feel that, oh, my Buddha nature is in my eyes right now?
有没有？不觉得哈。
You're probably not thinking that way, right?
那这一个经验上是有的，对不对？而且是每个时间都，你都可以，它就是在你什么，你当下的。
什么东西是有的？
就
是说经验上是有的。
就经验上的佛性呢、啊，就我们的看呐、啊，我们这个经验，我们这个经验，看呐、啊，听呐、啊，生气啊，就是用心嘛，是不是？用心看，用心生。我们现在用一般的名字叫用心看，用心什么生气，那用心什么就忏悔啊。这个心有没有？有啊，经验上就是有的啊。
So experientially, we use this mind to engage in the function of seeing, hearing, getting angry or feeling repentance. We use the mind to do all these things. So experientially, is there a mind?
好，那我再不相信你了，或者我再不想看到你了。这是不是心想出来的？
When you have the thought that, I don't ever want to see you again, is this something that's conjured by the mind? Does it come from the mind? Yes or no?
Yes, 对啊。那我再也不看到你了，你动这样的念头，那请问这个心是不是这个念头？
So when you give rise to this thought that I don't ever want to see you again, is your mind the same as this thought?
是还是不是？啊，分成两派啊，一派是是，一派不是。
There seems to be two sides, the yes side and the no side.
这念头如果不是的话，那它从哪里跑出来？
If this thought is not your mind, then where did the thought came from?艾克菩萨 says it's 从心出来的。
那这个念头就是说我再也不想看到你了，这个念头从心浮出来，对不对？那浮出来以后，这念头跑到哪里去了？
So this thought that I don't want to see you again, it came from the mind. And then where did it go? Some people say returning to your mind or returning to your Buddha nature.
要回到佛性，躲在哪里？
If you say return to the Buddha,
要说你有发生作用，那有一种表现是佛性马上显
现
出来，
佛性马上把它接回来了，放出去，然后把它接回来。
等于说一个海，一个波浪，就是说光明浪见到波浪，这样就这样消下来，就是说可能见不到波浪。它一有烦恼，就是波浪又涌起来，那等于一种
万好坏。就是一种
活性力，
就这种活性去进，就是这种活性的呈现，那种表现，就是那一种的，就是一切好坏都是还回归本性。
So he says, well, the thought that returns to the Buddha nature, and 法师 says, then where is your Buddha nature? Is there something there to catch this thought?And he said that Buddha nature is manifested in every single moment. It's sort of like the ocean, the waves. It's a manifestation. All these things, that the functions of the mind is a manifestation of the Buddha nature. Just like the waves. When the waves comes up, then it manifested. And when it ceases, then it disappears.
好，那这个啊，这样子哈，我手掌打开，对不对啊？这叫所长，假如我是说这一句话，对不对？我再也不想看到你了哈。就假如这样，所长代表这句话，那现在，请问刚才那个东西跑到哪里去了？刚才那个所长跑到哪里去了
？So let me take out my hand. You know. So let me put out my palm and let's use this to represent the thought that I don't ever want to see you again. So this is the thought. But when you do this to the thought, what happens? Where did it go? 回到记忆中吗？
Go back to memory?
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. You are talking about I don't want to see you. For me, it's a thought that comes from my ordinary mind.
Yeah.
Because the pure mind in Buddha's nature is one, as you told me the other day.
Yeah.
But I'm using that, of course, I'm using that mind, but I am involved or full of vexation that I'm talking like that. I don't want to see you. So belong to my ordinary mind, not really, well, I'm using Buddha's nature, Buddha's mind. But it's my vexation who is make me to talk in that way. Now, those thoughts come to memory, because memory is like a box. You suddenly, it's open, and you know the thoughts coming up. When we meditate, we can see that.
So, 他说的是... 你如果说我想说我再也不要看到你这个念头，它或许是佛性的显现，可是呢，它也同时是从我凡夫的心出来的。那凡夫的心呢，是很多很多的烦恼，就像一个盒子一样，打开盒子，这些烦恼通通都跑出来。那这个盒子里面的呢，都是存在我的回忆里面，所以是这个是一个凡夫的心，凡夫心的作用。
So I think that the thought is like it's impermanent, like the bubbles in the ocean. So it comes up, but this, because it's not, it doesn't have real nature, it disappears again. So there's no reason to talk about, does it go back to the mind, does it go back to the Buddha nature? The same way it appears, it will dissolve. We need to use this language. But it has no reality, so we can say that it really never existed. But in that particular moment, for our perception, using our five senses, it existed, but it had no real nature. So it just will go back. It will dissolve. It will disappear.
所以事实上，他是说，我们这个应该是以无常的观念来看，就像海浪一样。波浪一样，它起来然后消失，事实上它是没有一个恒常的自信的。那我们能够接收到这些讯息，是因为我们的六根跟六尘的作用。所以事实上我们之前在问说，这个念头心念是从哪里来的，或回到哪里去，这个问题根本是不存在的，因为没有一个根本恒久不变的自信。
好，再问一个问题好了。刚才两位讲了那么多哈，什么我们产生烦恼一大堆的哈，就讲了可能20秒的话，对不对哈？那说什么是无常的，是什么？因为烦恼产生了，是从记忆产生的啊。包括我现在讲啊，我在讲话的每个当下，是有话，对不对？有这些话，对不对？有这些语言。请问这时候我们讲的时候，这时候有没有佛性在里面？
So people have said a lot. People talk about vexations and impermanence and all these, you know, all these 20 seconds of talk. And now, as I'm talking to you, when I'm talking to you, is there a Buddha nature?
在20秒当中，这佛性有没有说他去小便一下哈，还是随时跟着你？
In this 20 seconds of me talking, where's the Buddha nature? Did the Buddha nature say, let me go take a break and go use the restroom? Or has it deserted you?
你在生气的时候， 佛性有没有离开你生气，我不管你，还是他跟着你生气？
When you are angry,where's this Buddha nature? Does it stay with you, or does it, you know, go away from you?
Huh? 赞成就是他有时候佛性不理我们了，他在旁边看呢，还是佛性就是生气本身？
So what do you think? Are you in the thought of Buddha nature sometimes stand aside and just, you know, disregard us, or Buddha nature engage in this angry thought with you, along with you? Which one is that?
What is it?
but actually you carry it with you. And you may carry it for a long time. For example, you may have known somebody in the past, 10 years ago, that annoyed you or was treated you very badly. Then you meet another person, and because they look the same or they have the same mannerisms, you get the same reaction that you don't like this person, even though you've never met them before. So these repressed thoughts seem to keep coming up over and over again. And this is what has to be addressed.
他的说法是说，其实这个生气的本身不是说什么消失不见，而是我们压抑它了。有时候我们把它压抑了很久很久，放到很深的地方。比如说呢，十年前有一个人和你结了仇，然后呢，你是这些年这么多年以后，你碰到另外一个人，然后这个人某个部分让你想到之前这个人，所以你这个就很不喜欢这个第二个人。所以呢，他认为说，生气这个事情，它并不是不见了或怎么，而是被压抑住了 ，repressed, right？
好，我知道。生气跟佛性有什么关系？
But what is the relationship between anger and your Buddha nature?
Buddha nature 在旁边休息，看到这个人在生气。
Does it stay on the side to observe you getting mad?
It has to be addressed through meditation. There are meditations.
What is it?
That dispel anger.And you can use these meditations to eliminate anger.
他是说这个生气、这个怒火的地方是需要透过打坐来排解的。
我现在不是要整个排除，你在生气的时候，这时候是不是佛性在生气了？不是要排除生气不生气这样子。
That is a different issue right now. I'm not talking about dealing with this anger. My question is, when you are angry, is the Buddha nature angry along with you as well?I'm not talking about treatment or addressing the anger.
The anger is present, but we are not aware. We are involved in anger.
他是说，佛性是当下一起存在的，可是因为我们已经被愤怒都带
你佛性跟着你生气，那你佛性跟着你忏悔，可是佛性又不是生气本身。
So you say your Buddha nature stays with you, engage in anger or repentance along with you, but Buddha nature itself is not anger, it's not repentance.
还是听不懂。
You still don't understand.
好，没关系，再讲一次啊。
That's okay. We'll talk about. Well, let's go over this one more time.
我再用另外一个名称好了啊。心比跟心化，心比心如工化师，能什么？能化诸世间啊。这个心比，那跟你心化出来的东西叫心比心化。啊，比跟化就对了，心比跟心化。
Let me try to get at this with another set of terminology. The mind pen, paintbrush, versus the painting that's done by your mind paintbrush. So just let's shorten this and simplify, just saying the paintbrush versus the painting of your mind.
那刚才讲说，好，我生气，生气就是你用你的佛性。产生生气的功能，那我现在用另一个解释，就是你的心比画出生气的什么像。
So there's a saying that the paintbrush of the mind is like a great painter. It has the ability to create all kinds of phenomena in the world. So let's take the example, previous example. We talk about getting angry.
心比是画这个那个。
心比就是那个性，就是佛性，然后那一个画的就是现象。
Okay, so the paintbrush is your Buddha nature, and anger is the painting.
好，那心笔画出这个生气的那个现象，请问生气现象是不是心笔画的？
So the mind brush creates this phenomenon, this painting of anger. Is this anger phenomenon created by the mind brush?
对哈，好，那心笔这个生气的这个现象是不是心笔？
But this angry painting, is it the same as the mind brush?
可是我们现在会把心笔，就是你当下的心，画出心画来，你把心画当成我。
But the problem is, when the mind brush creates this painting, we mistaken it as the mind brush itself.
现在问题点就是你，那你把心画当成我，也是心笔的什么的功能？它画出哦，这是我。
But the fact that you are mistakenly taking this painting as the mind brush, this mistaken thought itself is the function of the mind brush.
对。然后心笔说才不是呢。
But the mind brush is saying, that's not true.
可是你都不理他。
But we just ignore it all the time.
好，那现在就是这一段要讲这个心笔跟心画的那个什么的那个互动。
And so this next stanza is actually describing the interaction between the mind brush and the painting.It's a dynamic relationship, interaction.
好，那首先问大家就是说，你们这边没有心笔、没有心画的人，请举手。
Let me ask you, is there any of you who does not have a mind brush and does not have this mind painting? Here, raise your hand if you don't have them.
如果没有的话，我可以借你一支。
If you don't have one, I'll lend you one.
好，那现在有几个问题哈。你的心笔跟我的心笔，这边大概可能有五六十个或六七十个啊，不太清楚啊。这边六十支心笔呢，还是一支心笔
？There are about 50-60 of us here. So how many mind brushes are there? Is it 60 brushes or one?
啊？一支欸，好，那你等一下你回家以后啊，你这个心笔你要不要带回去？
So many people said there's only one mind brush. 法师 said, okay, you said one, but how about when you go home? Do you take this mind brush home with you?
可不可以？
Can you take it home?
那你回去你就是没心的人哦。
If you don't take it home, then when you go home, then you become a mindless person.
没有错啊，你现在你说这边剩下是六十支心笔，你认为是一支嘛？那你回家以后，你总是要带一支回去嘛？我们有时候叫婚灵，有没有听？有没有听过婚灵？就是妈祖的婚灵，有没有？有没有听过？
So a lot of you said there's only one mind brush, but when you go home, don't you have to take something home with you? You know, don't you need a paintbrush too? Or can we relate this to sort of like the phenomenon, a spiritual phenomenon where the soul can be split into many, many souls? Is that how that works?
没带来去诸葛处借啊。
Someone said, I didn't bring it along with me anyhow. 法师 says, then go borrow one.
I have two.
再给他一个。
Robert 菩萨说他有两只，那他可以借他一只。Lend one to the other person.
有没有所谓说
带回不带回的，就是说境界显现就马上就是的那种作用。啊，如果说境界没显现，其实没有什么都带回不带回，其实都没有感觉到。
So he's saying that there's no point of talking about bringing it or not bringing it. It doesn't really exist. Whenever there's a phenomenon that calls for it, that it interacts with the phenomenon. But when that phenomenon goes away, then it disappears.
现在就是这边可以讲说有60支心笔，也可以讲说是一支心笔啊。那每个人的心比你都有产生你的种种的什么，你有种种的想法，种种的感觉啊，还有种种的什么，譬如说你的长相啊，你做的样子，对不对？你们现在做的样子有60个全部不同，对不对？你们长的样子，坐的姿势，坐的位置，还有你们的每个人的感觉，还有每个人的想法，是不是全部都什么都不一样，对不对？
So, if there are 60 mind brushes, then we're all sitting here. We each person has his or her own thought, feelings, preconceptions.The way you sit, the way you move, the way you feel, aren't these all different? Bill 菩萨说，一样也不一样。
Hi.Could Fasha relate this explanation of Buddha nature to the explanation that I've always had, and that our Buddha nature is can be described as the capacity to become a Buddha. That's we all have the capacity to become a Buddha. Why aren't we Buddhas now? Why aren't we fully realized? It's because of our vexations. We have this very, very long history of.Vexation, and that clouds over the Buddha nature that is inherent in all of us. This is my understanding of the basic idea of Buddha nature, and therefore our practice as practitioners, what we're trying to do is clean away that vexation so that, now this is of course metaphorical language, but you know, it's like,dispelling the clouds that cover the sun. So when we get rid of all these clouds, suddenly the sun shines forth in all its glory, and that's when we're having, you know, that's we're being realized as a Buddha. Now,
can I translate that part first?
Okay, sure.
Bill 菩萨他说的是，可不可以请法师稍微做个连结，有关于这个心比佛性跟我们一般所知道的比较熟悉的另外一个理念，就是说我们众生皆有佛性，皆可成佛，可是我们没有办法，现在不是佛，是因为我们有无数的烦恼。那所以修行的着力点呢，就是要拨云见日的把这些烦恼都消除掉，这是他对于佛性的理解。
Okay, so now I think the Fasha is using the term Buddha nature maybe in a slightly different wayAnd, you know, I'm sure that it's appropriate for him to do so, but it confuses me a little because I have this other idea that I've heard many, many times. I mean, the idea I just described is all over the literature. Now, the mind brush idea, I mean, when the Fasha asks, do we all have the same mind brush or is it different, that reminds me of the basic...teaching about the store consciousness, the Alaya Vijnana, the eighth consciousness, where all the karmic seeds that we've ever experienced are planted. They're all in there, all of them, through all of our millions and billions of lifetimes. All those seeds are stored in this great storehouse consciousness. those seeds, as I understand it, and I was just reading about it today on the subway, those seeds have both collective and also individual natures. What that means is that when causes and conditions are appropriate, the seeds flower. And when that happens, we have an experience. Okay? That experience has collective and also individual aspects. So just this meeting we're having today is a great example. There's 60 people here, as Safasha said. Okay? 60 people are at the same meeting. So there are aspects of this experience that we're all having that are collective. We're all at the same meeting. So there are certain things you could say about the meeting that everybody would agree with. Oh, yeah, that's what happened, right? But it's also true that each individual is having a personal and individual experience of the meeting. Because I'm looking at you right now, but this fascia here is leaning back looking this way. So our two experiences are different right now in that sense, right? But we're all still at the same meeting. And so it's collective in part and individual in part.
所以比尔菩萨他说他认知的刚刚我们说的佛性，众生皆有佛性，皆可成佛，然后只要消除掉烦恼就可成佛。这个佛性呢是似乎跟法师说的佛性有一点在定义上不一样，讲的好像是不一样的东西。那法师说的心笔，大家是不是都有一支笔还是有六十支笔，这个东西呢让他想到的是我们讲的第八世阿拉耶世，就是每个阿拉耶世里面有很多种子，然后这个种子因缘成熟，所以会产生种种的现象。那这个阿拉耶世里面的这些种子呢，当然有分共业及别业，所以说像我们现在大家坐在这边听法师讲经，这个是一个共业，可是他其中的别业就是说像他的别业就是他是看这个往这个方向看，他看到的是这个样的情况，法师坐在这边他是往那边看，所以呢共业跟别业是同时的存在。
可能我的佛性是那个丰田牌，你佛性是那一个福特牌，对，牌子不太一样。
It's possible that the Buddha nature I'm talking about is Toyota brand, and the one that you're talking about is from Ford.
啊，我的这里面啊，其实禅宗在讲的，他没有离开。什么唯识也没有离开中观的道理，可是他是在用另外一种在更什么更上一层的时候来看中观，来看这一个唯识啊。那你唯识是讲现象，可是他不是从性去讲现象了。那现在这一部分他是讲性跟现象没有差别的。
So I think we're actually talking about the Buddha nature in the same way. The Buddha nature you may be referring to could be from the mind-only school or from the Madhyamika school, but it's talking about where the mind is a phenomenon, but...Right here, well, the Chan school's way of looking at Buddha nature is even deeper than that. It's actually talking about how the nature and the phenomenon, there's no difference between the two.
那因为还有30分钟哦，所以你们就不用问问题，就听我唠叨嘛。
We only have 30 minutes left, so maybe we'll hold the questions for a little bit and listen to me talk about the rest of the stanza first.
基本上就是我们每个人都有佛性哦，就是都有心啊。那这个心到底是一还是分开啊？反正我们的经验上好像又是一，又好像是分开，没关系。
So basically, all of us have this Buddha nature. But is it really, is this Buddha nature one or distinct? Different people have different ones. It really doesn't matter that much.
然后每个人心啊，都能够看到其他人，也可以看到自己，也可以感受到自己的的感觉，然后也可以知道自己的想法。
This mind has the function of observing others as well as being aware of oneself, aware of oneself's existence and our own thinking and feelings.
这颗心往内可以感知自己的，我们叫做什么？内五蕴，往外可以什么？知道外五蕴。
So this very mind, when it's reflected inward, then has ability to be aware of the inner five skandhas. But when it's turned outward, then it's able to aware the external five skandhas.
那用另外一个名称叫做说，这个身体我们叫正报，然后外面的山河大地，包括人事物，叫做依报。
So, another way to talk about it is that this, our own body is the principle, the prime, is the primary retribution, and everything externally is the dependent retribution.
那我们每一个人，不管讲心也好，讲佛心也好，我们每个人都具有这样的功能，我的心含摄一切的什么一切的现象，我这个身体还有外面的境界，那叫门门一切境呢，就是我的心含摄所有的我自己的想法，我过去式的种子，然后我含摄外面的这个山河大地，还含摄你们的什么？你们的种子。
So whether we talk about the mind or the Buddha mind, it's basically talking about this function of the mind that it has the capacity to encompass all the phenomena in the world, including my body, myself, as well as all the external phenomena like the mountains and rivers.As well as your thoughts.
好，那现在再来讲，就是用另外一个来描述，就是我的心，可能大家有没有看过那一个因陀罗网？因陀罗网就是什么？就是第四天的，就是可能用镜子也可以，或用那个它是用珠子啊。用镜子，我这一面镜子是不是所有的里面外面的东西全部在我这个镜子里面？那另外一面镜子是不是所有的东西又在那一面镜子？那我一百面镜子，每一面镜子都什么？都含摄其他的九十九面镜子的东西，对不对？
Or we can use another analogy. Have you ever heard of the Indra's net from the sutra?So this Indra's net is referred to by Shantideva. Some people say it comprised of pearls, and some people use mirrors. It's a net of mirrors. So let's say there are 100 mirrors here, and my own mirror has the ability to reflect all the 99 mirrors.As well as all each individual of those 99 mirrors is able to reflect and includes all everything of the other 99 mirrors. So each reflects and is all inconclusive.
那记住了，我这面镜子基本上是没有那个镜子的外向，可是可以什么？可以反射。它没有那个镜子那个什么那个实质的一个那个什么。一个镜子的一个实体的镜子，可是它有那个镜子什么，就是反射的功能。
So this mirror of mine, think of it this way. It doesn't have a physical form. It doesn't have the frame of a mirror. You know, it's not a physical mirror, but it has the function of the mirror, this ability to reflect everything.
所以这一个这个不同的但是都没有没有行李的镜子凑在一起是一还是六十
So all these mirrors, all these 100 mirrors, the mirrors without physical formsThink about it, but it has the ability to reflect. When they're all combined together, how are you going to categorize it? Is it one mirror or 100 mirrors?
外面的哈，好，现在再用一个虚空的比喻哈，你们在这边，我们这边，你们算一个虚空好了哈，六十个虚空，六十乘以虚空，变成几个虚空？
Let's use another analogy. This vast emptiness, empty space.So there are 60 of you, so there are 60 empty spaces. 60 times empty spaces. How many empty spaces are there?
还是一个，你说100个也可以，没关系。那你这个虚空带回家的时候，这边虚空会不会少一个？
Just one emptiness, one vast space. But if you take your space home, so does that mean that this space here is chipped? Or it loses one corner?
所以你回家的时候没关系，我们这个虚空不会少一个哈。
So it's okay for you to go home. When you go home, our empty space is still intact. There's nothing missing.
那你们进来的时候，我们这边虚空会不会增加一个
？When you come in, do we have more space then?
好，啊，虚空大家容易了解，就是我们那个性就是空相啊，它没有形象，可是它具有含摄，它具有种种的功能。
So empty space seems to be a phenomenon, a concept that you are easier to grasp with. Think back to the mind. Our mind has this ability to reflect, but it does not have a physical form.
好，再来虚空比较容易了解。现在就是我这个虚空啊，或是我这面镜子，我含藏，我看到，或是含藏也可以，就看到里面。这边，比如说59个人，包括我是一个60个人啊。那我这面镜子，里面的这些现象，跟外面的现象有没有一样？不一样。
So this mirror has the ability to reflect. So I'm here, reflecting all the 60 people here. So this reflection, this image.Of the mirror, is it the same as the external phenomenon? They're not the same.
外在现象跟镜子反映的现象是不一样的，对不对？你刚刚说的，说这个心是镜子能够反映，那在这边能够反映这六十个人的种种现象，可是外面的跟心反射的是不一样的。
就是我只是讲说，心可能我们的心跟心。凑在一起的话，你混不出来，对不对？就是那个空虚空跟虚空什么并在一起的话，是什么？你混不出来哪个虚空是你，哪个虚空不是你，对不对？可是这边有60个人凑在一起的话，就是每个人都不一样，对不对？那就有不同了，就是现象会不同。可是虚空是从虚空来看的，虚空混在一起不会什么有所不同的。
So.Of all the 60 people here, there's all these different phenomenons created. The phenomenons may be different, but this empty space, this reflective power is the same. It's hard to separate them apart.
好，来讲一个哈，我这边哈，我这个虚空哈，或者我这个佛性也可以，或者我这个心也可以啊。含摄现在是含摄。你们这个六十个人啊，假如我是就简单啊，就看到你们这些人，你们都不讲话，就看到你们这些形象。那我本身可能看到你们，看到某一些人很讨厌，看到某些人很高兴。我假如说我有两种感觉啊，那我有两种感觉，那还有包括你们这些人，那都在有什么？我的镜子里面。
So that it's all the same. We're either talking about empty space or Buddha nature or our mind, these are all referring to the same thing, that I'm sitting here and reflecting all of you, and let's say I have two different feelings. I like something, someone, or I dislike someone. It's all reflected in my mind.
现在可能我可能再单纯化一点好了哈，不要把我们的想法加进去了，也不要把我们的感受加进去了哈，这样的话可能比较复杂哈。我这颗心现在在我们大家在我面前的话，有包括我有六十个人，有六十个不同的什么不同长相的什么，我们叫人嘛哈，你们是不是人？都是人对不对哈？然后我这面镜子有六十个人，你那面镜子几个人？是不是六十个人？六十面镜子里面是不是每个镜子里面都有六十个人对不对？
Let's simplify this a little bit. Let's not talk about feelings and thoughts. Let's just say, I'm here, I'm a mirror. In my mirror, it has the ability to reflect 60 individuals here, 60 human beings. You're all human beings, right? So it's able to reflect all these 60 human beings. And each of you has a mirror. Then in your mirror, it reflects 60 human beings as well, right?
好，六十面镜子里面，每面镜子都有六十个人，对不对？每面镜子包括你自己都有六十个人，把它加起来的话，现在是3600个还是六十个人
？So there are 60 mirrors here, and in each of these 60 mirrors, it reflects 60 people, right? So if we combine all these.Are there now 3,600 people, or there are still 60 people?
60还是变成360，还3600，60个人哈。
60, right?
好，那现在我就离开了以后，把你们刚才这些六十个人就把它记起来的话，我是不是带了60个人走了？
So I leave this room and I carry the memory of you 60 people with me. So what does it mean? Do I carry you with me?Did I take you with me?
你们没有带走吗？你出去以后，你这地方全部忘记了吗
？You say you don't take it with you, but if that's the case, if once you leave this place, do you forget about everything that had happened here?
你们离开以后，我刚才讲六十个人嘛，你现在就是你好好看这个六十个人，不要讲那么多，两个人就好了哈。这样六十个人可能记不太起来，两个人了哈。两个人，然后你把他看清楚是谁这样子，然后离开以后，你能不能记住这两个人
？So 60 may be too many to talk about. Let's say simplify again to two people. So if you take a close look and look carefully of these two people and remember them, you know, look carefully when you leave this room, do you take that with you?
有没有带回去？没有啊。有没有带回去？有带回去嘛？哈，我们两个人分开，你带两个人回去，我也带两个人回去，对不对
？Do you take that with you? Some people say no. Some people say yes.
没有，你就是可能是失忆症，可能是痴呆了。
You do take them with you. Okay, when you leave, you carry the image of these two people with you. If you say you don't carry them with you, then either you suffer from the loss of memory.
有哈，有没有这种经验？我们两个人见面，那我们两个人分开，那我们两个人每个人用心把那两个人的这两个人带回去，那你带回去，对不对？会不会
？Do you have this experience? The two people meeting have a meeting, and then afterwards they each go home carrying the image of the two people with them.
好，那两个人分开以后哈，那这两个是情侣哈。那这一个男的就开始想女的，这女的开始想男的哈，会不会这样子
？So let's say these two people are lovers, and so after they go on their separate ways, after they go home, the boys start to think about the girls, and the girls start to think about the boys. Isn't it like this?
好，现在问你一个问题哈， 这个男生想的那个女生跟这个女生想的那个男生，这个有没有同个男生同个女生？
So the girl that's in the boy's mind, is it the same girl as the girl, the actual girl? And also the boy that's in the girl's mind, is it the same as the real boy?
有没有一样？
Same or different?
你们常常我们常会讲说你有没有想我，对不对？
Like, you know, don't lovers usually say, do you miss me?
现在有没有一样？不一样，因为刚才说你想的那个不是我。
So it's not the same. The one that you're thinking, the one that you miss is not me.
但是现在比较好玩的，你在想的，我这边镜子又知道。
What's more fascinating is that whatever that's going on in your mind, my mirror actually knows.
我们通常我们一般一般人没有那种功夫啊。其实你的心在出现什么时候，我这边都会什么，都会出现的。
Usually, ordinary people don't have this, quite have this, this attainment, this ability. But we're in actuality, whatever that appears in the other person's mind, it's already reflected clearly in my mind.
啊，现在一个问，先问你一个问题点呢，就是，当你的心，当你离开后，当你的心了哈，离开这个现场。那刚才那两个人在弧线的时候，请问这两个人是一个是你，一个是他，还是都是你，还是都不是你？
So let's say there was this meeting, and then each of you go home, and after you go home, then there's this image, the thought of the meeting of these two people.So these two people that surface in your memory, are they the real people, or are they you, your own thought, yourself, or they're not you even?
We're now just experience on the ground. This, 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 you don't say that there is no life. This is all you.都是你的佛心，都一直跟着在你在一起的。
So, what I describe is our common experience. Don't think that there's no Buddha nature in there. Actually, Buddha nature is with you the entire time.
你离开以后，那你记忆中的两个影像，就是你跟他浮起来的时候，你把他当成。一个是你，一个是他，也 OK。你化解它是影像，也 OK。啊，不管怎么样，这些是不是佛性心，或者讲说心笔画出的心画，是不是
？So at the end of the meeting, each of you go home, and then this image of these two people surfaces. Whether you the fact that this image surfaced, it's okay.And whether you think of it as, if you treat them as the real people or as your own thoughts, either way, that's okay too. But aren't these all the functions of your mind brush?
有没有听懂？就是当你离开以后，你两个人离开，分开以后，那你想到你跟他，这有没有这种经验？有嘛？这种经验。好，那我们现在 来就是说你想到他是不是会把比如说我是男的，那活出你的会不会是把你的当成是别人？会不会？不会哦，不会。那你还想吗？
别人还是那个，
没有，就是说假设我们两个好了啦，那我离开以后，那我心中 出现你的影子，那我会把那我心中出现这个影子当成你，会不会？你们不会的人请举手。
So, at the end of the meeting, each of you go home, right? So let's say I go home and I have the image of 法师. Would I treat this as 法师 himself? Do you do that too? When, at the end of the meeting, when you have an image of a person, you treat this image as the actual person. Don't you do this too?
真的吗？这边可以。
If you don't do it, raise your hand.
我不太相信。
I don't believe you.
我现在讲说，你现在你的儿子死掉了，你伤不伤心
？If I tell you right now that your son had just passed away, don't tell me that you're not going to be sad.
啊？你不会伤心？好，那你会不会觉得儿子死掉了？
You're not going to be sad, perhaps, but are you going to think that your son had actually passed away?
我在讲说你的儿子死掉了，你可以不伤心了，可是你会不会觉得说你在讲我的儿子？
Maybe you won't feel sad, but won't you think that, yes, he's really talking about my son?
I feel confused because I don't have one.
不知道说我没有儿子啊，我你在讲，很不清楚。
所以这里面就是我们的心可以产生种种的现象，可以记忆，它在浮出来，就是现象跟心嘛，心就像一面镜子，可是我们可以把镜子里面所记忆的现象浮出来以后，我认为这个是比如说是他。事实上是不是他？不是，可是我们会认为是他。
So our mind has many different kind of function, has a function to reflect and to remember. So from memory, the image of a person arises. Don't we usually make the connection thinking that this image, whoever that's in your memory, is the actual person?
那我们讲说，你把你心中浮出了，比如说我浮出他的影像，我把他这个影像当成人，那叫做无明。
So let's say, you know, the image of Annie, the translator, arises in your own mind. But if you treat this image and you relate it to the actual person, making this connection is what we call ignorance.
那你把它当成这个是你的什么，比如说我的女朋友，你把它当成，我们说他根本就不是女朋友，那你把他就是什么影像嘛，你把它当成女朋友，我们说这是无明。这时候你用什么东西产生无明？用佛性，所以叫无明什么实性什么即佛性。
So thatWhen this image arises, you don't recognize it's an image. You treat it as the actual person, you know, making the connection between the two. This is ignorance. But is ignorance the function of your own mind? Yes, it is. So that's why we say ignorance is the truth and is also the same as Buddha nature.
那这一个就是我们每个当下，我们的心跟别人的心不断的在互动，那每个人的心可以产生种种的现象，那别人的心也可以产生种种的现象，然后你心里面的现象会什么？会跑到我这边来，我这边的会什么？会跑到里面这边去，分开又是什么？又是两个。合在一起又是什么？又是一个。
So our mind has this ability, and they give rise to all kinds of phenomena. My mind gives rise to all these phenomena. Your mind gives rise to all these phenomena. My mind has ability to be aware of the phenomena that arises from your mind, and your mind has the same ability to be aware of my phenomena as well. So when we come together, all these phenomena arises from our mind, interact with each other, and then when we each go away, then they stop interacting with each other. So sometimes it's one, and sometimes they're separate.
好，那现在讲一个哈。假设，好，我们两个人好了哈，我们两个人的心哈都没有妄想，没有各种妄想了哈。这时候，我的心出现两个人，对不对？他的心也是不是出现两个人？是不是？那我的心一看，我这边有两个人，他的心也是两个人。那两个合在一起，是不是完全一样？那这叫心心相印。
So let's use the two of us as an example. Both of our minds has the ability to reflect the phenomena. So when we meet, my mind reflects the phenomena of two people. And Fasha's mind as well. But let's say both of us have complete enlightened Buddha nature and there are no more vexations in our minds, no vexations at all. So the image phenomenon that arises from his mind and the image arises from my mind, these two are in perfect, they match perfectly. And the two minds correspond perfectly with each other.
好，再来，我的心没有任何妄想分别，可是你的心，他的心哈，就分别，这是法师，这是我，那他就动了个念头了啊。那我的心没有分别的时候，他动念头，我晓不晓得？知道。可是我的心没有动念头，就出现说这是我，这是他。可是他呢，他会把他的念头当成什么？当成这是我，这是他。这样子有没有心心相印？没有。
Let's say 法师 has complete enlightenment and no vexations and no wandering thoughts whatsoever, and any does. So when the two people meet,In Fashi's mind, the mind reflects the situation perfectly. But in my mind, I have all these wandering thoughts, and I will make the distinctions of between Fashi and the self and me. So, do the two minds correspond perfectly in this case?
当他在想说他是法师，那这是我的时候。他能不能看到我心中是没有妄想的？能不能看到？
When I have these wandering thoughts and distinctions between 法师 is 法师 me I am me, when I have all these thoughts, is my mind able to reflect clearly of what's happening in his mind?
所以说，假设。我们都没有妄想执着，那这边有两根就出现两根。我讲说王八蛋，然后这两个镜子出现什么王八蛋，会不会讲说你为什么这样骂我？会不会这样子
？So, if the two people are perfectly enlightened and there doesn't have attachment or wandering thoughts or vexations, when the two meet, Fashi says, "Bastard."And would the other person end up having the thought, why do you call me bastard? You know, all these wandering thoughts. Is that going to happen? Or you just simply clearly reflect that, you know, someone said the word?
如果你懂这个，你再看禅宗的那个语录，他们大概都是这样子在互动的。
If you understand what I'm talking about, then if you go back to look at the koans from all the Chan schools and the records, you will be able to observe that usually that's how they interact with each other.
比如说，我像什么是祖师西来意啊？然后他就听到一个祖师西来意，然后他就打我一巴掌。那我知道他打，我知道这边出现一个打一巴掌的现象，他也出现一个打我一巴掌的现象。哎，佛性什么？两个用来用去的。
So for example, there's a kong. If I say, "What is the purpose of the patriarch coming from the west?" Then the other person, the listener, would reflect and have this clear image of clear reflection of the words that's uttered. And then the person who listens will turn around and whack the other person in the head. And then there's the act of the whacking being clearly reflected. It's a clear reflection of whatever phenomenon arises.And that's how they interact with each other.
听得还是迷迷糊糊的啊。
It's still probably confusing, right?
这一部分是，是朝，就是参同契里面非常非常重要的一个关键的东西。
This is a very key principle, key concept in the inquiry into matching halves. This idea of they interacting with each other.
如果你懂这一部分的时候，那你可以用这个方式，你去看每个当下你在跟人互动的当中，哪个部分你是认知错误。
If you really understand this concept, then you can take this with you and apply it to your.To every moment, and you can observe that whether in any given situation your own reflection is actually erroneous.
因为我们时间到了，下次我们可以再讲这一部分。这一部分是很什么，很精彩，因为这个佛性不是很遥远的，就在你当下，你跟你的心跟人别人的心在互动的时候。一直在产生什么佛性的什么性跟相，还有我的性跟你的相，你的性跟我的相，在一直在互动的。
Because of a time limitation, we have to stop today, but we can continue with this portion again next time because this part is actually extremely fascinating. It's describing that in any moment.Of the function of our mind and the rising of the nature and phenomena and how nature and phenomena interact with each other dynamically at all time. It's a key component in this verse.
好，那我们就忏悔相继好了。
So we will now recite the verse on merit transfer.May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。